every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you. Noel and I are excited about tonight's show. As of recording, it's before Game 2. All the games have finished. The Guardians won today. We'll talk about that to even that series. Padres look like they're going to win as a recording, and Yankees are still to play the Red Sox and Dodgers Reds game too. So can't comment on them, unfortunately, for this week, but we got a lot to talk about. So, and as you know, Nolan was over to see me in Germany for my last week over there for this baseball season. That was a great time. Great to see him face to face again in person, and a couple of days at Oktoberfest, and out to see the club that I was working with a little bit, and just a good week overall. So a lot of fun, great way to finish things off for me, and hopefully for him to have a good vacation away from work and a week away from the show and everything else. But again, lots to talk about. Usually at this time of year, we're just talking about wild card or playoffs, and it's really anything but that. It's wild card, playoff speculation coming up on the weekend for division series, and then all kinds of managerial explosions almost. Probably the most active offseason I've seen this quickly, but a lot of them are things that Noel and I talked about over the last month and a half, really. Not everybody, but a lot of the people we talked about have been parted ways, if you will, and as they'd like to say now, instead of firings and stuff like that. So we'll comment about them. Lots of curtain call questions about that, and we'll go over that in probably that segment. So before we get there, as always, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, sharing the message, being a dirtbag on the field, off the field, getting up, getting after it, getting dirty, everything you do. That's what it's all about. So we love it. We live it. We breathe it. We die it. That's who we are, right? Noel, myself, and all of you out there in the listening audience as well. So to all the servicemen and women, again, as always, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do each and every day so all the rest of the nation can do what we do. And that's enjoy baseball in every facet, and enjoy life overall. Don't ever mistake that. So again, thank you very much for doing what you do, and thank you for letting us come into your listening world every week. So settle in, dirtbags. Get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're not going to be able to get through everything, but we're going to certainly try our very best.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from like 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Int 11.1 select models only.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club.
Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties. Grilled, spicy, the original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Kohl's Cash is turning 20, and to celebrate, Kohl's is giving you the gifts. All month, you can enter our sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 Kohl's Cash. Plus, get epic deals on cozy favorites, home must-haves, and more right now. Yep, we were gonna throw a party, but this is better. Cue the confetti and the savings at Kohl's. Offer in September 28th, select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, baseball activities on the field, off the field, everywhere. Where do you want to start?
So, I guess this would be basically the baseball version of football. And I got to be honest, I don't think I've ever seen it like this in terms of like the amount of firings, stepping downs, new hirings, all that type of stuff. So let's get it rocking and rolling with all the managerial stuff that has happened over the past couple of days. Obviously, season ended there over the weekend. Postseason kicks off yesterday. It was just a crazy Monday, Tuesday, though. So you start out, obviously, I don't think really any shockers there. Rocco Baldelli, Bob Melvin, they were the first two that were gone. Then you get Bochy, like we had kind of speculated for, what, about 2 months? He steps away. Then you get
Snicker.
Brian Snicker stepping down. He's the advisor, or moving into an advisory role, sorry, with the Atlanta Braves. Then you get Rockies general manager Bill Schmidt stepping down. So now they're going to be looking for a new general manager.
Washington Nationals hiring their guy.
Yeah, Washington Nationals hired Paul Toboni to be the new president of baseball operations there. St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak stepped down. Chaim Bloom steps in. That had been basically reported for ever since Chaim Bloom got hired or started to get hired there back in 23 once he joined the Cardinals in an unofficial role. His first announcement was that he was going to keep Ollie Marmol, so I think every Cardinals fan out there is pissed off. Ron Washington, he won't be back with the Los Angeles Angels. That was another one that they announced there on Monday, and immediately, of course, the first name to get thrown around, former Cardinals, and I would have liked to have said Angels and Dodgers legend, but unfortunately, his Angels tenure didn't go as good as his St. Louis Cardinals tenure. Albert Pujols is the new front runner for manager. Obviously, he has a 10-year service agreement with the Los Angeles Angels that started in the 2023 season once he was done playing baseball for the Cardinals after the 22 season. And, I mean, yeah, as of right now, he's scheduled to do an interview. I don't know if it was supposed to be today or tomorrow, but over the next couple of days, for sure, Albert Pujols will be interviewing to be the Los Angeles Angels' new manager.
And I can't see there being a lot of fooling around there. I love it. I love what's happening. I mean, hey, if your team If you're a fan of a team that isn't in the playoffs, hasn't been in the playoffs for a long time, or recently was in a playoff but didn't make it this year, you're excited. It keeps you focused, right? It keeps you on it. I mean, you're probably watching the playoffs like everybody else does and stuff like that, but not with the same intent and enthusiasm, no question. But when they're not fooling around and waiting until the end of October after the World Series, or the first of November, whenever it ends, you got to be excited, because there's lots of names that we don't know, as there always is, new young hirings, if you will. But there's a lot of really good hirings too out there that are possibilities. I shouldn't say hirings. There's lots of possibilities. But if you're Angels fans, you got to be excited. And I really don't think they're going to fool around with that. I think if it's a good interview, I can't see Manasian and Artie messing around too much.
No, and even that, I think that that's going to be a really quick one. Like, let's be honest, Pujols has been involved with the team for the past 2 or 3 years now, with mainly just spring training. Obviously, he's still employed by MLB Network and doing a lot of that when he's not involved with the Angels, but he has been with the Angels for, like I said, the past three spring trainings and everything like that. Obviously, very familiar with Mike Trout, Joe Adell. I'd say Anthony Rendon, because they were on the same team together, but Anthony Rendon never wanted to play with Pujols, it seemed like, during their tenure. So, I mean, there's some guys that obviously he has familiarity with, but let's be honest, I think he comes in, and I don't know if Yadier Molina is the next domino to fall, and I'm not going to lie to you, I think Buster Posey's got to be already on the phone with him, because Buster Posey can and Bob Melvin, I think... That was sending a clear message. Logan Webb, he was very adamant about it too. He's like, none of the guys in here wanted to, basically the season to go the way that it did. None of us were happy with it. And Posey, certainly you can tell he's not happy with it. And I mean, let's be honest, he wants a winner. So it's either going to be Bochy or and that's if Bochy wants to come back and manage, obviously, in San Francisco. Or I think he's giving Yadier Molina a call.
Yeah, no question. I mean, he wants somebody like himself, right? They talked about that on Foul Territory, I think, yesterday, and it's absolutely right. It's bang on. I mean, you want a guy that has that winning pedigree, that he doesn't have familiarity with Yadier Molina like he does with Bochy, but you got to really look at Bochy and say, does he have that energy to really get going with it? Are we at a stage where the grandfather effect, as you heard in Texas, even in that, the father-grandfather kind of connect with the players. I don't know if they're there yet or not. I'm not saying they're not. Posey knows that. That's his job. But exactly right. I mean, you got to be excited to have all these on the table, get moving forward for 2026, no messing around. I go back to Pujols, and I look at that, especially for the Angels, right? You look at that, and I look at Alex Cora across there with Boston. You got English, Spanish being able to be spoken with every player. He's got connections in Latin America and North America, just his name, what he's done with the team down there, going to be technically manager of the WBC. Now that could change. That might be part of the contract. And if he wants it bad enough, which he does, the MLB offer to manage, I'm sure he's willing to step down. I'm not saying it would be a decision defining moment for them or the Angels, but I look at that and just a moving in the right direction for the Angels. I just cannot see them fooling around. If it's a good interview, they already know each other, Manasian not as much. I just don't see any fooling around. I really don't. I think he just brings so many elements to the table that are just so valuable.
On call what it is. Albert Pujols is Albert Pujols. Mm-hmm. Every single soon-to-be free agent grew up watching Albert Pujols. You're telling me the Angels can't draw some free agents if they hire Albert Pujols to be their manager?
Well, that's what I'm saying, right?
Like, and look, it's got to be a no-brainer.
Look
to
at
me.
How it probably instantly elevates the Latin American connection alone, right? For future scouting. Like, just every element about that is a no-brainer.
Has to. No, and that's the way that I look at it. Now, I don't know. Obviously, no one knows how Albert Pujols is going to be as a manager. He could be like Barry Bonds as the hitting coach down in Miami there a couple years ago, where it was like, all right, you're getting the greatest hitter of all time. And I can adamantly say that, and so can basically any other baseball fan that ever grew up watching or ever watched Barry Bonds swing a bat, and unfortunately it just didn't translate on the hitting side. So, I mean, yes, there's that, but at the same time, you look at Albert Pujols' success in the Dominican Republic League in the winter time and everything like that, and he won the championship down there. Like you said, he's right now supposed to be the Dominican Republic manager. Now, I don't know, like you said, if that gets taken away from him, then obviously it sounds like Adrian Beltre is the next man up to be the manager down there. But even that would be an interesting one for the Texas Rangers.
I think let's say he gets the Angels job, wherever he goes, but let's just say it's the Angels. His biggest hiring would be a bench coach.
Yeah.
To help him understand the nuances of 162 games, plus a spring training, et cetera, et cetera.
And that'll be Skip Shoemaker.
Yeah, well, it could be. Yeah, absolutely. That's
where my head's going. Obviously, Shoemaker's a manager. He took the past couple years off due to indifferences with the Miami Marlins organization because he wanted to win and they didn't. So, I mean, that to me is probably the one that makes the most sense just because obviously they played together. They were on the same Cardinals teams when they were winning and everything like that. And obviously he's got managerial experience. So I think that would be like a Donnie baseball hiring type of deal for John Schneider when he got brought up to Toronto.
Yeah, good call. Absolutely. I didn't even think about Skip being there, but exactly right. It makes total sense when you say it. It's a no-brainer. And really, I mean, whether you call bench coach now, whatever the new names are, I mean, every team has a different name for it, but that's what it is at the end of the day. It's your right hand. It's that guy that knows the ins and outs of a game, a season, a spring training, et cetera, et cetera. And man, yeah, that makes total sense to me as soon as you said his name. There's no question about it. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break, and we're just going to keep hammering away as best we can for you.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's talk what we're seeing in the wild card so far. Day one, day two, only halfway through day two as we made the comment, but yesterday, I mean, pitching, and more pitching. Few good defensive plays. Couple of bombs for the Cubs back-to-back to end up winning their game. But, wow, that was... We talked about it. I mean, like, three lefties. You got Skubal, you got Max Fried, and you got Garrett Crochet. It's been a long time in a playoff series or series that we've seen dominant, overwhelming lefties taking the hill for game one.
And all of them diced.
Oh, my God.
They all diced. Like, yeah, you look at it. Obviously, Skubal goes out there, ties the Detroit Tigers postseason record in game one. And even that, the Williams...
Gavin Williams for
Cleveland, obviously. I believe that was his playoff debut, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Unfortunately, takes the loss, goes 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 0 earned, 8 Ks. Yeah. That's a tough way to earn a loss in your playoff debut. And that's just because Skubal on the other side, like I said, ties the Tigers' postseason strikeout record with 14. And he just, from pitch one to pitch done in his start, he looked like the AL Cy Young.
No question. He didn't look like he blipped anywhere during that game. He was just in control. He had a thought process, and he just went about his business and said, give me the ball, and I'm going until I'm done. And what is he? He's throwing 100 miles an hour on his last pitch. Like, he never lost momentum. And you know it. I mean, well, we all know it, Dirtbags. When you got the playoffs on the line.
Yeah, and he was touching 101 in the seventh inning. So it's like...
Unbelievable.
Dude was bringing it yesterday. Obviously, Jose Ramirez makes it interesting there in the bottom of the ninth. When it was a 2-1 game, he hits the single back up the middle. Javi Baez makes a heck of a play. Throws a short hop. Spencer Torkelson can't dig it. Bounces off of Jose Ramirez. Kicks out. He's at third base now. No one out. All of a sudden, a punch out, a ground ball back to the pitcher. Jose tries to score. They get him in a rundown. Get him out. End of that game, basically. Moving on to, obviously, like you said, then the Cubbies and the Padres, and that was another pitcher's duel for the most part. Final score in that one was what?
3-1.
3-1 for the Cubs, yeah. And obviously, the fifth inning kind of ended up being the downfall for Nick Pivetta. But even him, he threw a heck of a game to start out with. Just back-to-back home runs. Let's up in the fifth inning to Seiya Suzuki and then Carson Kelly. And that was basically the difference right there. San Diego obviously got the early run, but after that, yeah, it was Matt Boyd kind of shutting them down, and then the bullpen comes in. They did their job. So, I mean, there you go. That was four lefties to start out game one. Now, that being said, Matt Boyd, obviously, he's no dominant ace by any stretch of the imagination. He's an effective veteran, and certainly the way that he was pitching yesterday, you understand why the Cubs started him. I mean, he was 12-1 at home, goes out there, takes care of business in game one, they get the W.
Absolutely. I mean, and a great story for Matt Boyd too, or whatever, and that just great season for him, and it just carries on. I don't know if he's going to get the division series or not, but hey, good postseason start. Nick Pivetta, like you said, he 9 Ks, I think, through 5 2/3 or something like that.
Five plus. He just went five.
Yeah, so yeah. Got away in the fifth. Other than that, he was dominating. Dylan Cease comes back today or whatever and that and shoves against them. I want to talk a little bit about that, the Cubbies game two after. I mean, because obviously Yankees and Red Sox last night was exactly what you expected. Two pitchers dominating, going about their business, carrying on. Volpe gets the first inning bomb off of Crochet, and then he makes the adjustment, dices him up in the future at-bats. He just executed pitches so well, Crochet. I mean, that trade is just a no-brainer. I mean, it's no armchair quarterbacking, so to speak, or whatever, and that. I mean, that was a great trade at the time by the Red Sox, and it's worked out. There's no question about it. And Bregman doing what he does, a little spoiler here and there, like against the Yankees, even when he was with the Astros. So he did that. Really, the only game that got away was Hunter Green against the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, Hunter Green stunk.
Yeah, he comes in, hits 100 mile an hour fastball down the barrel, and already 1-0.
Yeah. And then it just turned into a rout. Shohei, 2. Teoscar Hernandez, 2.
Edmund.
Tommy Edmund had another one, of course, go figure. Tommy Edmund, man, that guy in the playoffs just, I mean, he's not Kike Hernandez level of playoff baseball, but Tommy Edmund just year after year. I mean, obviously last year goes out there, gets the World Series MVP, if I'm not mistaken.
That's why they traded for him,
it's
right?
It's like, dude, all right, this guy's just a gamer.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, 10-5, and even that, Blake Snell, once again, and there's another dominant lefty. So there you go. There's 5. And Andrew Abbott, I believe, is pitching today for Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll be the 6th dominant lefty. But either way, yeah, Blake Snell, 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 9 Ks. Like, the aces proved that they were aces yesterday.
Yep.
I'll put it that way. They just came out there. They flat out dominated their game ones like they had to. I mean, Cincinnati tried to rally late in the game, but obviously too little too late. So yeah, I mean, that was the only one that really wasn't a great pitcher's duel.
Yeah. And you gotta be excited if you're the 4-bye teams, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're watching those games, you know, darn well, they're watching those games, those players, and you're going, thank God we only got to face them once, and maybe in a relief role if it goes the distance to 5 games.
Yeah, right? You got to assume so.
Like,
unless they just choose to be Madison Bumgarner of 2015 2014 World Series, where it's, hey, listen, I pitch a complete game and then I come back on 2 days rest and throw another 5 innings of relief type of deal. And I mean, hey, it's possible. Obviously, we've seen Gerrit Cole and guys like that do it in the past. But yeah, I got to assume just based on the way that all these guys threw yesterday, like they were 7-plus innings, all of them, except I guess Max Fried was into the 7th when he got pulled.
Yeah, you got to be happy that you're not facing them if you're one of those 4 teams. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You don't want to have them twice. There's no question. And that's why you play 162 and you win, right? I mean, let's go back to the Yankees and the Blue Jays. You play 162 and you're tied with your record after 162 games. That's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable, Dirtbags, to even think about that. But we say it time and time again, every win counts. Every win counts. Jays are getting the bye, win the American League East for the first time in 10 years because they outdid the Yankees.
And the Yankees down 1-0 now too.
Yeah. And that four game sweep against the Yankees back around what, about the end of July roughly or whatever it was, when they needed
right when they started getting hot.
When they needed to overtake the Yankees, right? Look how valuable that was. Holy cow, man. I mean, you know how valuable it is, but it comes right down to the wire. So let's talk about the Red Sox-Yankees game tonight. Are you? There's always a bit of panic, I think, if you're the Yankees. But you got, what is it, Rodon going against Bello.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. The Red Sox are playing great baseball. They really are playing great baseball. There's no question about it. Bello has been better the last few. I'm still pretty comfortable if I'm the Yankees. I still like that pitching more than I like the Red Sox.
Yeah, I got to assume Bello is probably on a short leash tonight. Rodon, I don't know what you're going to get out of him. He could be dominant. I mean, I know literally, basically, as we're talking about it right now, they've just started the game. Rodon punched out Reifsnetter. Is the last name.
Yep.
But yeah, either way, yeah, they just started that game and he punched him out to start out on 6 pitches. So that's the thing. Like, if Rodon can give you another 6 innings of good baseball, then it's a matter of, well, can the Yankees bullpen actually figure it out, or do they continue the trend that they've been on for the past 2 months? Of case in point, Luke Weaver last night. Like, Luke Weaver goes from postseason hero last year to all of a sudden can't get an out in the 7th inning.
Great job of hitting, though, by the Red Sox. You know, you bring them in, and you see it at every level of baseball, right? Be ready to jump on the first pitch, because chances are that pitcher wants to get ahead in the count, so just be ready to jump on it, and that's what they did.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, game over, it's Red Sox, away you go.
Yeah.
And yet, a year ago, Luke Weaver's the man. He picks up for Clay Holmes when Holmes struggled. It goes to show you how mentally tough this game is.
And that's it.
And we're still human beings, right? We talk about it all the time on the data and the analytics and all that type of stuff. You still cannot put a value on that. That is all eye candy from a manager, from the coaching staff. Yeah, you're reading and you're looking at all the analytics and stuff like that and matchups and everything like that. But you can't get inside somebody's brain.
No.
You just can't. And that's the reality of it. Like, that's still a good bullpen. That's a great bullpen, man, if they were all doing their job. Luke Weaver, Williams, Bednar, and the other guy they picked up too, or whatever. And it just hasn't worked.
No.
It just hasn't worked for them. But I still think the Yankees are okay. I don't know who wins that series, but I still think they're okay.
Well, like you said, I like them against Bello. I think the Rodon is a better pitcher than Bello. I think the Yankees take game two. Now, obviously, we're talking about it before the game's going to finish and before this gets aired, so we might be wrong. But still, end of the day, I agree with what you're saying. I think the Yankees take care of business. I think they win this game. Don't know what game three is going to look like.
No, you're right on that comment. And just for the end of this segment, Nolan, I want to kind of get your opinion on it. Does it when you're 1-1, does it kind of take away the home field advantage for that team that was the higher seeding? They're still playing at home, but does that road team now all of a sudden have that confidence to say, hey, we've won one here. We played close. We're going to get this done.
I think so. I mean, it's tough to really say one way or the other because obviously Detroit got up 1-0 on Cleveland. In Cleveland. So Cleveland, all the pressure on them. San Diego today takes care of business in Chicago, which is obviously the exact opposite situation. Chicago 1-0. Now all of a sudden it's a 1-1 series. Momentum's on San Diego's side. Where you look at the eighth inning of today's game between Cleveland and Detroit, and Cleveland got hot. So I'm not going to sit here and say yes, absolutely, but there's a heck of a lot more pressure now for you to go out there and take game three at home with the home crowd than just playing easy when you're basically 2-0 done. So, yeah, it's a tough one, but I do think it takes away a little bit of that home field advantage.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Thanks for the curtain call questions. Nolan, we're not going to fool around. We've been just getting bombarded by Cubs fans. You go up 1-0. You can put it away, and you start Kittredge in game two. And he pitched yesterday as well. And then you bring in Imanaga. For me, that's insanity for me. I always hate that because it's they're professionals, but it's so mentally tough to do that type of stuff. Like he gives up two hits, one run in the first. You're already down 1-0, knowing that probably your players, even though they're saying, yeah, we love it, we trust it, we believe in everybody. Sure, they believe in everybody. But at the end of the day, Imanaga is a great pitcher. If you're up 1-0, go to war. Win it. Put it away. Get the extra day off. Cubbies fans are upset. They are upset, and I think they should be. That's my thought. Yours.
No, same boat. That is very understandable for the Cubs fans to be upset. And I'm glad that that was just a horrible managerial decision. Like, there's no two ways about it. Like you said, like, there's no reason in game two of a best of three to be starting a relief pitcher. You load it up. You're the Chicago Cubs. Like, you went out there. You made the move to get Kyle Tucker. You made a move to become a World Series champion. You made the moves in the bullpen to help solidify the bullpen. You don't start a bullpen guy just because. And obviously, I like Kittredge. He pitched fantastically for the Cardinals last year. Signed with Baltimore, obviously didn't work out for Baltimore this year. But ever since he's been with the Cubs, he's been pretty dang good. And I just don't understand that decision at all. I thought that was a horrible, horrible, horrible managerial decision. Like you said, I get a starting pitcher that, what was it, 2 years ago when he signed? In the 23 offseason there, you sign him to the money. Let's be honest, Shoto was one of the big ticket free agent starting pitchers. You signed him to the money. All he did was pretty much dice for you guys for the past 2 years, and you pitch him out of the pen in game two of a playoff series in a best of three wild card round? Like, that was absolutely just dumb managerial move. And for the Cubs fans, I get it. Like, I would be ticked off, too. Because like you said, man, the Padres, they were my preseason World Series team.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I mean, you play 162 games to make it to the playoffs. You know what the Brewers are doing. You see that. You know who the Dodgers are going to be no matter what happens. Padres are a streaky team this year. They can catch fire and just go on a run. Or you can take two of them right away. And you just, I don't know, like, I just, like you said, to me, that's inexcusable if you're a playoff team. It drives me nuts in the regular season, but we all know what it is. Arms are a precious commodity. They get injured. You don't know when they're going to get injured. You try your best not to get them injured. It just happens. But exactly right. Like, Imanaga, there's no reason to not start him with that. Who cares? Like, for one inning, you get a shutout for one inning because maybe his analytics look good against the top three Padres? Kittredge? I don't know. I just don't get that at all. So I'm with Nolan. Cubbies fans, you should be fired up. You should be really fired up because that offense isn't clicking yet, and you need to win no matter what. Now, again, we're not saying Imanaga would have got the win against Dylan Cease or vice versa, but keep them in their comfort zone.
Well, and here's the biggest kicker of the whole thing. Why go out and get Craig Counsell 2 years ago and pay him the most money in baseball to be the manager for the Chicago Cubs, and all of a sudden he turns around and does this? Like, if the Cubs lose, I don't know if heads start rolling. I got to be honest. That was just a dumb move, and that's one that if I'm Cubs management, like upper management, I'm looking back at it at the end of the year. I get we signed you to a big contract. But Craig, we got to have a serious conversation about what the heck just happened. Like, I don't think he's going to get fired because of it. Like, if they lose, obviously. But at the same time, man, that's a move that all of a sudden you just gave the Padres life and momentum.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head a little bit with Nolan here, Dirtbags, only because in the world, baseball world that we live in nowadays, with front offices being so involved with game time decisions, I'm not 100% sure it's just counsel. Maybe he overrode them at the end of the day. Maybe they made suggestions. I don't know. We saw with the Blue Jays a few years ago against the Minnesota Twins or whatever, when John Schneider, I mean, again, he was a young manager at that time or whatever, but all of a sudden, at the end of the day, they lost. Fingers were pointed for a while. At front office, to the manager, to back and forth. So, like, bottom line was, for us here, we're with you as Cubbies. It just doesn't make sense. You're a good enough team. There was no need to do that. Again, we don't know if the outcome would have been different, but keep your boys comfortable. Keep them in there. Keep them believing in each other. Keep everybody comfortable, because it's only the wild card series. You got to win three more series to be World Series champions. So that's the bottom line on that one. It's unbelievable. So quick update or whatever. Obviously, again, it's the show, but Ben Rice goes yard in the first. Bellinger scores as well. 2-0 Yankees at this time. And, I mean, obviously the game will be over by the time you hear it tonight. But, again, it's a good start for the Yankees. After a tough loss, good way to come out. Get them rolling. Ben Rice has been hot all year. He's had a great last week for them. Good guy to have in that lineup. And pretty darn consistent. So it lets the other guys settle in and just be able to do what they do. There's no question. So this one coming in from Pittsburgh Pirates fans, Nolan. Kelly gets the extension with the Pirates to carry on as manager of them moving forward. Do we know enough about him yet? Is it the right decision? Is it with the way there's other people out there now? What's your thoughts on that? Pirates fans, it's looking like about 40% in favor, 60%, pretty unsure.
Yeah, I mean, everything that I've heard about Don Kelly, basically says that they pretty much were better with him than without him, obviously. Their record was 44-37 at PNC. They went 37-25 under Don Kelly at home. So obviously that's a heck of a record. They finished up 59-65 with him as the actual manager for the year, which really isn't that bad, all things considering their record was as bad as it was to end the season. They finished fourth in the major leagues. So he got hired as manager on May 9th. They finished fourth in the major league in terms of team ERA with, what, a 3.59? 3.59 ERA. They had the sixth best fielding percentage, .988. They committed the sixth fewest errors with 50 from May 9th until the end of the season. So, I mean, let's be honest. Like, they played better baseball with Don Kelly. So I understand the move to extend his contract, or I guess officially sign him for the managerial position. And I really don't have any complaints with that. I mean, he seems to take care of business, and the guys in Pittsburgh seem to like him.
Okay. We're going to go through the division winners, because there's lots of questions being sent in. Obviously, they're going to have three games before next week's recording and stuff like that. Let's start with the Blue Jays. Are they set up well for the Red Sox and the Yankees? Bichette's not back yet.
Yeah, but still, in my opinion, like you said, okay, I don't have to go against one of the big horses, whether it be Max Fried or Garrett Crochet in game one. So, okay, I come out there. Now, I don't know what the Blue Jays starting staff is going to look like. Obviously, Gausman gets a few extra days of rest. He didn't pitch great in game 162, but pitched good enough, at least to get them the win. And then, so you got Berrios will probably be out of the pen still, from what I kind of hear.
Yeah, but he's not even throwing.
No, and then Scherzer. So yeah, I'm not as worried about that.
The Yesovich kid. Game three.
Yeah, Trey Savage. And then, yeah, I mean, obviously you went out there and you made the move to get Shane Bieber at the trade deadline. So Bieber's going to start one or two, maybe.
I would think Gosman. You got to go Gosman
probably
one.
Game one. Okay, so yeah, yep. Gosman one, Bieber two, probably. Savage three, and then Scherzer four is kind of the way that I'd line it up.
Okay.
And I mean, truth be told, like, let's be honest, the Jays got a good team. Obviously, they finished the year hot. Like, I like the way that they look, and especially, like we said, you don't have to face Crochet or Fried game one.
Seattle versus Guardians or the Tigers, doesn't matter.
Seattle finished hot. Seattle got hot at the right time of season. I mean, obviously, Cleveland got hot at the right time of season, but I like the way that Cleveland looks. I like the way that Seattle looks against both those teams. Like, Skubal obviously is the difference maker there for Detroit. And, I mean, obviously, Cleveland's got fantastic defense, fantastic pitching. You saw it in games one and two. But, yeah, I mean, Seattle just, they got hot at the right time. And they got guys that can bop now, too.
So, you got Seattle going through to the league championship.
I got Seattle going through, and I mean, it really depends on who comes out of the division series between the Yankees and the Red Sox, because I think the Jays beat the Yankees, but I think the Red Sox beat the Jays.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Let's go to the NL. Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philly. Philly and Milwaukee. I don't have to think too hard about that. I still think Milwaukee's the best team in baseball. And Philly, I mean, the way that they ended the year, let's be honest, they're hot. They got the right pieces. And that pitching staff for a best of five, I don't care what you say. That's a pretty dang good staff. So, yeah, I got money on Philadelphia taking care of the Dodgers.
Okay. All right, then. Been speculation for both Rob Thompson needing to win. Also, Aaron Boone.
Yeah, Boone's gone.
If they don't go through.
Boone's gone.
He has to go all the way through?
Has to win the World Series.
He has to win.
He has to win.
Okay.
If they get knocked out in the wild card and he's still the manager, you guys, as the New York Yankees fans, are in the same boat as me as the St. Louis Cardinals fan. You're in the place down under, and I don't mean Australia.
Aaron Boone, I don't have a problem with and stuff like that. The time has come. Rob Thompson, I was a little surprised about when I saw that speculation coming out and stuff like that. I think it's a little unfair. Philly's a great team, but you got Milwaukee still, and you still have the Dodgers, whether you like them or not. That's a tough division to come out. I mean, American League is too. But
Thompson, I think it's more so just because of, like, you hear some players being vocal towards the end of the season. Obviously, you get Nick Castellanos kind of expressing his frustration and stuff like that. And that stuff, if you're Dave Dombrowski, you don't ever like to hear. And that's an unfortunate knock on Rob Thompson, because I don't think he's done a bad job by any stretch of the imagination there in Philly.
No, I think he's done a great job. I think he's the right guy. I think I'm letting Castellanos go before I'm letting him go.
Well, that's me too, but I mean, that might be a Canadian bias in us, but I really do like Rob Thompson. I think after Joe Girardi got fired there, what was that, 22? He stepped in and took that team all the way to World Series, and obviously they didn't do any, or I think it was 22.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I like him. He's got a bit of that Bruce Bochy in him. He seems to be that just good calming influence. I mean, years and years with the Yankees. He went through great managers after managers before he got his opportunity, right? But I just see that. I see in a city of toughness and brutalness, he has that character, but he's got that calming influence too to just say, hey, we're good, guys. We're good.
Him and Murph, to me, up in Milwaukee, they're similar styles of managers.
Good call.
And I like it. But yeah, no, either way, I think Thompson, he's in hot water, but I think Boone, if they don't win a series this year, I think he's gone. So anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here for the final thoughts.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought, obviously another free agent just got added, Mr. Pete Alonso, the polar bear. He's saying goodbye to New York, maybe. And quite frankly, I don't blame him. So Steve Cohen obviously addressed the New York Mets fan base in his end of year press conference. And said, hey, sorry, guys, we obviously didn't get the job done this year. Pete Alonso, I mean, call what it is. That guy had another good offensive season. He should have gotten some money from some team somewhere, and he's right to opt out, in my opinion. So I hope he goes to a team that is actually willing to pay him for the services that he will provide, because, I mean, he's going to be probably a lock for 35 to 45 home runs.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It could possibly be going to Philadelphia in my mind with the Schwarber, because I think Schwarber gets a better contract than Alonso, but I think that would really do well because now you got him and Harper to DH or play first base for X amount of years.
That's
whatever.
Funny because that's where my head went too. Yeah. If Schwarber doesn't re-up with Philly.
Yeah, I could see that because Schwarber's going to be an interesting one in that. So I wouldn't be surprised if Dombrowski goes maybe aggressive. And no disrespect to Schwarber. He's just in a pickle with him. I think it's not even negotiable. Yes, obviously Philadelphia wants him back. There's no question. It's a matter of what Schwarber wants to do at the end of the day. And time will tell. That's down the road. So Dirtbags, again, super excited to be back with you live and going with it, and hopefully you have a dirty week. You enjoy the rest of the playoffs, the wild card, if your team is in it. If you're one of those teams on the managerial, you're excited to see who you get coming down the pipeline. Just be a fan of baseball. That's what it's all about, man. Every day, on the field, off the field, you know it. It's who we are, it's what we are, and it's what we need to be. And what a great time of year to be at. It's great. Sit back. The weather is great. It's fantastic. Hopefully it stays that way till the end of October. And we just enjoy great games after great games or exciting managerial hirings or whatever it is that you're doing. And if you're out there playing, get up, get after it, and get dirty every single time on the field, off the field. So, hey. Again, servicemen and women, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you do. So, unfortunately, though, Dirtbags, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.